Hello, I'm Pastor Bob Brackett with the Etna Community Church in Etna, New York, and I'm your pastor of the day. Did you know that Resurrection Sunday has its origins in an ancient Hebrew festival that most believers have never heard of? In the book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verses 9 through 14, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the sons of Israel, and say to them, when you enter the land which I am going to give to you, and reap its harvest, then you shall bring in the sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest. He shall wave the sheaf before the Lord for you to be accepted. On the day after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it." This celebration is known as Yom Heberkam, the Day of First Fruits. This ceremony always fell on the day after the Sabbath during Passover week. This timing reveals an interesting connection when Jesus rose from the dead on the first day of the week, following Passover. He was fulfilling this ancient Hebrew observance in the most literal way possible. The Hebrew word Bikurim for first fruits shares its root with Pechor, meaning firstborn. Paul makes this connection in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20, where he states that Christ is the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Now, just as the priest would wave the first sheaf as a promise of the full harvest was coming, Christ's resurrection became the divine guarantee of our own future resurrection. In Hebrew understanding, the first fruits weren't merely symbolic, they were the sacred pledge that the complete harvest was assured. Many see the cross as a corruption of the Jewish leadership and condemn the Jewish people for Jesus' sacrifice. What they do not understand is that this was God the Father's plan all along, that salvation for mankind could only be made through a perfect, sinless vessel, that of his only beloved Son. Jesus himself knew fully of this plan. He had told the disciples several times that this would take place. Yet, they too could not comprehend what was happening. When Jesus arose and appeared to them, they were first confused and doubtful. Yet his appearance was the very proof that God the Father had accepted Jesus' sacrifice and that salvation for mankind was assured for all who would believe in him and proclaim Jesus as their Lord and Savior. I pray that you have made this proclamation to turn from your sinful ways and accept the sacrifice that Jesus the Christ has made for you. I'm Pastor Bob Brackett with the Etna Community Church in Etna, New York, and I'm your pastor of the day.